Hello and welcome to Heyoka King Podcast. I am your host, Ryder King, the Heyoka King. Last name's King. I'm a Heyoka. This is a podcast. I'll be talking on this shit. I'll just be wisdoming, and I'll be doing the big think. In a world, a time, a day and age where people just don't be doing the big think anymore, I guess. Not saying it's bad to think. I just generally think most people don't give a shit. It's a day and age. And we need people that be doing the thinking, the philosophizing. This strange world we live in is comprised of many mysteries, and you just move with the intentional flow of others. These mysteries are never solved. Spend far too long of your life trying to satisfy something that doesn't make sense. Then one day, you're in your 50s, your 60s. There's no understanding of what comes next. No ability to comprehend the unknown. You've been fed your thoughts. You've been told what to think. And you went from a broad and bright, expansive world that seemed huge to minimizing it and minimizing it and minimizing it in your own mind. Such a small world because you meet someone that just happens to know someone halfway across the world. Tell yourself you get taller, so the large world seems smaller now that you're larger by scale. You gain the ability to travel further in age. Bicycles, cars, planes, boats. Go to new countries, new lands, and find out if life is similar there or it's completely different. And you want to know what life is about. In the modern times, you delude yourself of comfort, the ideas of fitting into the algorithm, the idea of being part of the rivalry. The idea of being part of some strange fetish competition of who's the bigger asshole that shows off the most. Stop learning. You're told what to think. You're taught lies. You're conditioned socially. You follow the norm structure of what society wants as a worker. And you fleet from your mind as an individual of creative imagination that thinks outside the box. Someone that can ask a scientist a genuine question that sparks a flame of joy and shared interest in the subject. That's stripped from you. We all have to reach out, find ourselves pawing for the attention of others, for the sense of its structural basis. It can make me money, It can give me integrity. People lose their humanity in order to turn themselves into a product to get by. People lose their self-care. They make excuses. They make excuses to say, I'm doing this for me. I need to be able to afford the $15 McDonald's meal. So I must exploit others. It's a strange world. And now that $15 McDonald's meal can't even be held to the scope of the past. It's an urban legend to say that that same meal was once $3.49. If you wanted a large, $3.89. People are stuck in this world where, hell yeah, cannabis just became a Schedule III drug. That means that it's not as bad as a one or two. And that means that it will become highly processed now in a bloated, easy access marketplace where you just have to have anxiety to get marijuana from a doctor with a script. But that same script is now bringing you to the marijuana store, where they put the chemicals in, add the chemicals. This isn't marijuana anymore. It's crazy cannabis. The chemicals in it make you lose your mind, make you wanna. Marijuana is supposed to be a calm ritual. It's not supposed to be some crackhead level extravaganza that makes you goofy. It makes you want to party. It makes you want to sin. It's not what it does. It's supposed to make you chill. Put these chemicals in the pot. They put the chemicals in the food. You're paying $15.49 for that McDonald's meal. And the quality has gone down drastically since the time that you could pay $3.69 for that meal. There's more fillers, there's more contaminants, and it's not just McDonald's, it's normal food. I come from a land between the ages, a land between the wires, a land between the sun and the sand, and the one we live in now. From when I grew up, things were more natural. Fast food restaurants did have all white meat chicken, and it was made in tallow. That was changed because health reasons. Modern time food is bloated with preservatives to extend the shelf life. These are poisonous chemicals. When I was a young boy, food expired. Nowadays, you are lucky to open up your milk and see that it's just chunky and it doesn't smell nowadays in this current realm. 92% of the grocery store is processed garbage. And if you really want to get the quality, you got to spend $8.39 for the liter of milk, where it's $2.67 for the gallon of highly processed milk. See, the vegetables, the fruits, the vegetables, the produce is insufficient with its nutritional levels due to the harsh pesticides used. Those pesticides affect the quality of the nutrition in the food. You tell yourself you're going to eat healthy. With the scare of this modern world and its fabrication, they push the envelope further. We know that junk food is bad, but we also know every one of our neighbors be DoorDashing that fucking junk. We've grown to such a level that we DoorDash Wendy's and pay $12.63 more with all those fees. And the food itself is more expensive as well. So you're not only paying to have it delivered, you're paying the service fee. They mark the food up. They mark the food up by 5 to 11% in price. Start to look around and understand the levels of consumerism and how bloated they are. Here's your new TV show. Here's your new celebrity artist to goon over. I don't really think that Pink Panther is that big of a deal. Just like Alyssa Liu is not that big of a fucking deal. I'm not hung over about David and his jail bullshit for being a pedophile and for killing people. I'm not sitting there sucking LeBron's dick through the TV screen while I'm watching basketball because I don't care about sports. It's always another thing about Kanye. Kanye this. It's even with the Trump shit. There's enough corruption in the world that every single person I know that doesn't even know how to shoot a gun has to voice their opinion about how evil things are, what they would do. I know these people. They don't have any balls. They don't want to fucking stand up against the government. You got one person standing against the government, they get killed or they get thrown in prison. You got a group of people, 500 people. Shows exactly what happens when you storm a government building. It's not difficult. Storm a government building and hold some people hostage and say, change these problems now. They used to set buildings on fire. Social norms degrade us to fear. It's not a thing about hormone imbalances and the fluctuation of now to past times through chemicals. It's not necessarily the chemicals that are castrating the world. It's the idea of malevolence that is pushed on to a budding mind that's brimming with the bright. boisterous, and beautiful imagination and creativity. You don't think outside the box, you just fucking think. Once you throw think outside the box, you're thinking inside the box. Because if you have to conceptualize out of the box, that is a run-on statement right there. You have to expand beyond the idea and present that there is a structure that you're thinking outside of in your connotation. That being said, if you can just think and not have to compare yourself to thinking in a box or out of it while you think, you're truly a free person. Freedom is not guaranteed in this world. It is an expensive thing. It's not expensive through the means of money. It's expensive through the means of how authentic do you want to be to yourself? What are you trying to do in life? What are you trying to be? Do you want to see the next day? Do you want to embrace the shining bright sun while you're moving past the trees and the sun's sparkling on the water? Or do you want to get up at 9 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, get ready, go to your miserable office job so you can afford your subscription fees? The average American citizen spends 55% of all of their finances on consumer goods. I don't consider groceries a consumer good. That is definitely, you need food. I'm talking extra food. You got food in the fridge. You're going to Flipper's Pizza and buying the $28 pizza just for it to not be that good, but you're bored. You're buying $300 worth of marijuana a month. You're boozing. You have been told that spending all your money on drugs and alcohol is cool because you've seen it in TV and movies. Got people these days that don't even know the difference between cocaine and crack. These people are ugly. These people are the kind of people that walk into a room completely in the wrong and then shoot someone dead for saying, "Hey, you're completely in the wrong. We don't do that around here." These are the unstable, erratic individuals that are bred through chaos. They're not bred through structure. And not the kind of structure of going to a school and having proper parents. The kind of structure that someone has in their mind when they can be themselves. Because it's all performative. It's all trends. It's all outreach to be the most shock rock jock of them all. You can't be just a normal man anymore. You have to be the best man. And you got to be better than your friends. Your friends suck. They're not your friends. You use them as a ladder, rung, a stair step to the next stage of the building. Leave them behind. People want to be homeless. People want to be drug addicts. People want to be getting alcohol to the point that they get the shakes. There's a point where you drink enough alcohol all the time that your body just shakes when you don't drink. There's a point where you do so many stimulants, your heart almost gives out. It almost explodes. We're in the world of performative people. They smoke one joint and they'll tell you they smoke 10. They're scared to do drugs, but they'll talk about it as a joke. Everybody likes drugs, but not everybody can handle them like Superman. meet these people that their whole life is trying to figure out how they can do what everyone else is doing slightly better so they can get the recognition and the green light for a slight bit. I'm not the best person in the world, but I'm not the worst. But I understand how it is to be terrible. And I understand that we have a choice to want to be that or not. I live in a dark time. I wear the shirt with the devil on it. I've enough people say, that's a cool shirt. That's problematic. I'm just wearing clothes. Thank you for looking at my shirt and seeing the scary devil guy. I got my own darkness. Fact that I get compliments on the devil shirt. I'm not expecting to get compliments at all, but the fact that I only get compliments on the devil shirt is concerning. We live in a time that's so dark. World leaders and pedophile sex rings extorting all the money, sex trafficking, body mutilation, and the whole 25 yards. There's more than nine. There's 25 now. Because you think, we're not playing football no more. We're doing something else. We're doing squid games. And we're the squid. And it's their game. When I was a kid, I saw a commercial for Oreos or Chips Ahoy that was really cartoonish and out there. And I thought, hey, I love cookies. As an adult, I understand that it's targeted. It's designed, perfectly chemistrated inside of the production center to be the most addicting soul-selling cookie that you have ever consumed, only for it to be a Chips Ahoy cookie. An Oreo. You will meet a girl that tells you she's vegan, but she eats baked cheese products, and she goes to the Dunkin' Donuts, and she will get the coffee with the milk. That's the froth. She says, I like my latte. I'm like, isn't that just an extension of French for milk? And this ain't no Scott Pilgrim, though. She just makes fun of you. And we got these people these days that are straight up fucking liars. Performative liars. Anything to get out of the scapegoat. They can do no wrong. People are cruel to each other. This isn't some outward, inward thing. This is acknowledgments. Not everybody in the world has to say how they're feeling. People do have the ability to acknowledge what's going on around them. The ability to see the fucking stupid bullshit around them. And it makes them a little fucking nuts. It makes them crazy. It makes them lose a few gears. And the only thing left after that is war. And you say, well, what am I even doing in life? Everything is all just everything trying to get my attention. The point I'm glued to a phone, glued to a TV screen. Even the people that have some sort of interesting life going on, they still follow the trends of what to watch and who to listen to. not necessarily that people like to assume. It's that when they do assume, they do the bare minimum. I understand what an assumption is. You're guessing the structure of something, someone or something without prior knowledge. But this just jumps the gun. This is worse than the ju assumptions. It's like instant gratification of hate. People love to hate. People love to feel empowered in these social dynamics. Social dynamics of there is no friends. Maybe there's comrades. There's clientele. That's about it. We live in a grossly perverted time that's been destroyed, decimated from the concepts of true love to the concepts of I'm married, but I like to hang out and do drugs and fuck other dudes while my husband watches the kid. And he's not allowed to fuck anyone because he has to watch the kid. But I can fuck who I want. But those dudes that I'm fucking, they're just dudes that I'm fucking. They can bring people over and fuck them and me. You got your parents cheating on each other, man. You got your grandparents cheating on each other. Maybe I can't always say I have the best idea of what life is about, but I know for damn sure that it's not supposed to be so convoluted as it is now. If you aren't predictable, you're feared, held underneath. Not the microscope, the periscope. It's pressed against your forehead. They're looking at you through the periscope and it's pressed against your forehead, and you're like, is everything all right? And they give you a smug, dirty look. Then they talk shit about you. They talk shit about you at Front Expo. You're just trying to get a drink at the drink machine. Meanwhile, your boss is trying to elicit sexual favors from the server for the exchange of cocaine. You live in hell. You live in hell. You don't want to accept it, but you're crucified for liking God. And you're glamified for giving any acknowledgement to the devil in any way. I tell you, it's a dark time. And you find out there's more fucked up things in this world that are evil, devil worshipping than you wanted to accept at first. So while you're living in hell, everything gets expensive to the point where you just want to fucking die. But there's still that part of you that wants to run through the fields and befriend a wild horse and ride it around and bring it the water and watch it drink too. After all that riding around, that horse got to be thirsty after all. I don't give a shit what the old saying is. That was made by a miserable dude that didn't run around on the horse first. This is brought to you by Mr. Bad Weekend, Bad Weekend Productions. We make the music, we do the music. So, Render King, as always, have a stellar time. Remember, We live in fucking hell.